This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app, this is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
Well, not quite. There's no Dom Salvia here today. Just his producer, Jess P.S., and several other producers. That's right, we are having an Oops! All Producers show. Joining me today is my friend and fellow Civic Media producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers. Aaron, welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. How are you doing, my friend?
Doing well. You know, this is my first time not being a producer in a show that I'm a part of.
Ooh, which is it weird?
Yes, it's a very new experience.
I like having my soundboard in front of me. There was a moment when I was going to ask you to see if maybe you would produce it, but then I was like, no, I can't do the show if I'm not actually at my soundboard. I need to have my hands on the faders. I need to see everything in front of me. I need all my pieces. So today, we're going to be doing things just a little bit differently. Those of you who are tuning in now to the Dom Salvia Show, I know you're used to Dom. I know you're used to your daily political talk. It's going to have to wait. It's going to have to wait till Monday. He will be back. You will not be without your Dom for too long. For today, we're showing you how the sausage gets made, because Dom always says don't look at it. So today we are, because he's not here. So if you've ever had any questions about what it actually takes to make a Civic Media radio show, you can ask them. 855-752-4842 is the number. That's a text line. It's a call line. And if you're on the Civic Media app, all you got to do is press the call or text button. If you're watching us on the live streams, that's on Facebook, YouTube, or what used to be Twitter, at Civic Media, you can go ahead and drop a comment. We'll engage with you there. So, Aaron, you and I are radio producers. What does that mean?
Like so many other questions in this business, the answer is it depends.
Truly.
But no, as a producer at Civic Media, basically, we are in charge of all the technical aspects of a show, making it get off the ground. Well, aside from the engineering team, mm-hmm. they do all the background work to get it set up.
And of course, when anything breaks. calling in engineering.
And then we also help plan out the shows, book guests, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a lot of prep work. And then during the actual show, just paying attention to everything that's happening so that
Absolutely
we can fix
everything.
Stuff when it doesn't work.
Yeah. So we will be digging into what it means. What all does it depend on? Because as Aaron said, really every single thing here, it depends. Every single day is different. Every single day is a new experience of learning and growing and trying new things, going, oh man, I hope this works. So again, if you have questions, if you've ever listened to a show and went, I really like that bumper music. I wonder how or why they picked it. There's probably a reason. You can go ahead and you can ask. You can give us a call. You can give us a text. 855-752-4842. Later in the show, you'll be hearing from producer extraordinaire and co-host Greg Bach. I sat down and talked with him a little bit about what it all means to do production work here at Civic Media. We also had to talk about music because, as it turns out, we have some shared interests there. Aaron, I know you and I also share some music interests, so I will be interested to see how you like the bumpers that I chose for today's episode. They are all some of my top picks. So producers and hosts sometimes work together. Sometimes a host will sort of dictate, these are the songs that I want to bring us into and out of each segment. And I've been so lucky with the teams that I've worked with here at Civic in that each of them has been kind of like, producer's choice. What do you want to listen to? But I've also been matched up with people who share my musical tastes. So I've been able to have a lot of fun choosing, I think this would be really, really interesting to bring us into a segment or bring us out. So we'll be talking about that a little bit. And if you enjoy something here on the Bumpers, drop me a note. Let me know. If you don't like something on the Bumpers, you can also let me know. I get those every once in a while. And you're all entitled to your opinions, even if I don't agree with them. So, Mr. Zommers, we've just finished Thanksgiving. Are you a big Thanksgiving guy?
Yeah, I don't usually do anything crazy, but I always make sure to come home. And in our family, we usually meet up with the immediate family on Thanksgiving proper. And then maybe the next weekend or somewhere, sometimes we meet with extended family, but not every year. It's a little bit of a mishmash, just kind of what happens, happens. But the most important thing is that we all come home and visit, hang out.
Mm-hmm.
How about yourself?
Absolutely. So my family, my husband and I have three sets of parents amongst us. So we have to do quite a bit of dividing and conquering in order to make sure that all of our relatives and loved ones get the appropriate amount of attention during the holiday season. So we tend to split Thanksgiving between his dad and stepmom and then my parents. And then Christmas, we do obviously all with his family. He comes from a Christian background. And Hanukkah, we do from my background because I'm Jewish. So we do a lot of splitting there. But for Thanksgiving, yesterday we did lunch with dad and stepmom and then dinner with my parents. And I'm still full.
That's a good way to split it up, though. Just do lunch, especially if one of the families isn't too set on. But we always do dinner.
No, it actually works out really well because they always do it as lunch. And my parents have always done it as dinner. So it works out well. And my husband and I each have a different way of making sure that we can actually make it to both of those holiday events. I walk between them and he just zonks out.
Fair enough.
So do you have any special Thanksgiving traditions? Do you have anything unique to your family that you do?
Well, we used to watch the Polar Express every year on Thanksgiving.
Isn't that a Christmas movie?
Yeah.
So you just get it started earlier, okay.
Yeah, but we haven't done that in the last few years. So now, not really. I mean, always mashed potatoes, and I always make some kind of joke that, oh, there's my plate, and just take the whole bowl.
Is that your favorite side?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Standard mashed potatoes, like, or is there like a secret to it, like a throwing in cream cheese or something?
Not really. It's just the potatoes that my mom makes are very smooth and creamy, a lot of extra butter in them. Some people like lumpy mashed potatoes. My family does not really do that.
All right.
I appreciate potatoes in all forms. But
I also appreciate potatoes in all forms.
Yeah, the way my mom makes them is very, very smooth.
My sister has the job of making the mashed potatoes, and she throws cream cheese in with them. And I have to say, it is absolutely delightful. It just makes them so smooth, and you get just like the littlest bit of tang at the end. It's just delightful.
Unfortunately, my youngest sister, Elena, is allergic to cream cheese, so we couldn't do that specifically. Like, but I have done similar things cooking on my own in other dishes, like mac and cheese or whatever. If you're making homemade mac and cheese, put a little cream cheese in there.
Oh, absolutely. My sister also showed up yesterday with mac and cheese that she had put cream cheese in with.
Nice.
Oh, I love when that happens. I've never been upset when there's bonus mac and cheese ever.
Not in Wisconsin.
Not in Wisconsin. Absolutely not. If you have a favorite Thanksgiving dish and you'd like to come and join us, give us a call. Give us a text. 855-752-4842. We actually did get a text. Jim from Appleton has a question about production. Do the show's hosts research the topics discussed, or is that a producer job? Or do you all share the load? Hey, Jim, you're going to love this. It depends.
Yeah, it really does.
Some hosts, they come in and they know exactly what they want to do. They have everything ready. They've done all their research. They've scheduled all their guests. Everything's ready to go. They tell the producer, this is the music I want to listen to. This is the order everything's going to go in. Producer runs the show. some hosts come in, sit down with the producer and go, what do you want to talk about today? I don't know. What do you want to talk about today? That's kind of what Dom and I do. He tends to roll into the studio about an hour before we get started. And that's when he's sitting down at his computer and he looks at the articles that I've chosen for the day that have caught my eye. And I go, this is really interesting. I think this deserves some attention. And then he has his own process for sweeping through and finding this is what I want to talk about. And just like, this is who I want to check in with today. This is who I've reached out to. This is a guest that we've had booked for 2 weeks. And we just sort of build up a show from there. How does it work with you and Todd?
I feel like for producers, at least at Civic Media, can't speak for other radio networks, but there's a kind of a continuum from board operator to co-host.
Mm-hmm.
Where depending on your relationship with the host, you're either just kind of pushing the buttons, which not just pushing the buttons and everything, but you're either more just the technical role all the way over to more of what Greg Bach does, where he is a co-host. Mm-hmm. He used to be also producer for the show. And I guess he still kind of is, but not
he's,
in the same
he's
way.
He's still a producer for the show, but he does not board op the show. That's right, Calvin who board ops the show, but it's Greg who actually builds the show with Jane. They're the ones who sit down together and choose. These are the articles that we want to listen to. These are the sound cuts that we want. And then they ask Calvin to pull those things. So, Jim, it depends. Thank you for texting in and asking. If you have more questions, absolutely, please call us, text us here on the Dom Salvia Show, sans Dom Salvia for the day. You're here with Jess P.S., his regular producer, as well as my producer friend, Mr. Aaron Zommers of the Todd Alba Show. Do you produce any other shows here?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
I feel like I'm more often a producer on call where I do Todd's show, and then whatever else has to happen, I slot in. There have been times where I produce other shows. Like I used to do Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. I used to do the Matt Flynn Direct when we had that. And a couple of other shows, I believe that, a couple of other shows that, no longer are on the air. There was a while when I was producing on the board for 7 hours a day.
Oh my God. That's too much. That's
so too much.
Oh,
but that was just because we were expanding very rapidly and we didn't have enough producers. And then we had to fire somebody, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
And it just...
That's brain melting.
Yes.
That's absolutely brain melting.
I regularly took naps on the couch in the studio.
That's good. That's important. That's why we have couches in the studio. We will be back in just a couple minutes. A little bit of business to take care of. That's Mr. Aaron Zommers with me, Jess P.S., Dom's producer, here on the Dom Salvia Show, sans Dom Salvia. Give us a call. Give us a text, 855-752-4842. More in back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. No Dom today, just Jess P.S., his producer, as well as Mr. Aaron Zommers. In a little bit, we'll be hearing from Greg Bach for an Oops All Producers show. In this hour, we are talking about what does it actually mean to be a Civic Media radio producer. In the next hour, you're really going to want to stick around for this. Mr. Zommers and I are going to be talking about one of our favorite things in this world, tabletop role-playing game. Specifically, we're going to be talking some Dungeons and Dragons. So if that's something that you're into, please give us a call. Please join us, 855-752-4842. But now I see on my stream, we seem to have Civic Media's newest producer in training. Now, is that correct? Do we have Miss Gracie here? Miss Gracie, how long have you been producing radio?
This is my first time.
Your first time? Oh my goodness, you are doing amazing. Gracie, are you having fun?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you a secret. That's the most important part. Yeah. As long as you're having fun, someone else almost assuredly is as well. Gracie, I think you're ready for the big leagues. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right. Civic Media executives, I know you're all hearing this. It's time to get Gracie on the board. She is ready for the job. If you have any questions about production, give us a call and Gracie will answer it for you. 855-752-4842. That's a text line or a call line. You can also, if you're on the Civic Media app, call or text us with one click. Gracie, how was Thanksgiving?
Good.
What's your favorite part?
I don't know.
You don't know? Is it all too good? You just can't choose?
Yeah.
I get that. What's your favorite food for Thanksgiving?
Mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes, just like your uncle. Oh my goodness. What's the worst food from Thanksgiving?
None of it.
None of it? Gracie, it sounds like you have great taste. Absolutely wonderful. We do actually have some questions coming in. Tom from Jackson is wondering if Tom's show uses a lot of bass at the voice frequency. If so, it's hard to listen in a car setting. Tom, I'm so sorry to hear that. We don't change the settings at all. That's just Dom's voice. That's just the frequency that Dom's voice is at. I'm sorry that it doesn't come through clearly. My goodness. We also have a question on the live stream, or I guess it's more of a statement written as a question. I'm guessing the board game of the week segment is Zommers' creation. He always checks out the games that are mentioned. Mr. Zommers, I do believe that that is your creation. That's something that you do. And I know that because you and I have talked a fair bit about board games. And in the second hour today, we'll be digging into some of our favorite games, including some board and some tabletop. Is that correct, Mr. Zommers?
Well, I don't know. I didn't hear anything that you just said because I was switching out with my niece, Gracie.
Oh, no, we've lost Gracie. Well, you know, she's been working hard on her first day. I think she deserves a break. We had a question on YouTube from Mr. PJ. Guessing that the board game of the week is your creation, Aaron. Is that correct?
Yeah. So before the Todd at All Ball show started, Todd and I went to Novanta, a great pizza place in Madison. And he told me his whole background, which if you listen to the show, you'll know that he was a former Republican and he left because of voter rights issues. It's a whole thing. Mm-hmm. So we talked about that. We talked about both of our backgrounds and why we're in radio and stuff. And then he's like, all right, here's what I want to do for the show. Here's what Sage, the CEO, said we should do. And since we talked about, you know, stuff that I like, he's like, well, I don't know, maybe we could do board game of the week or something. And I was like, great idea. We'll do it. Mm-hmm. So that was just during that first meeting of spitballing stuff. And yeah, we haven't done it every week, but we've stuck to it.
And that's how a lot of these segments get created. A lot of these regulars that we have is, you know, the producer sits down with the host and you go through these brainstorming sessions of, well, what's interesting to you? What's important to you? And then you try to think of, what would be interesting to the people on the other side of this? And how can we make it into something that's regular? People know that they can expect it. And then you just sort of create segments and they turn, either they work or they don't.
Right. And you can't just think about one side of that equation, like, is this interesting to me or is this interesting to other people? Because if you like it and you don't think of a way to make it appealing, then who's going to listen?
Right.
And if other people like it, but you don't care, then your heart's not in it.
Right. How are you going to make it sound good? That's right. And I mean, there's a part of it that's professionalism and just saying, like, you know, you'll figure it out. You'll figure it out. But definitely when it's something that you care about, something that you love and you can really get into, that makes a huge world of difference. We've got a note from Catherine from Madison. Hi, guys. Thanks for doing a live show today. You are so welcome, Catherine, and for all that you do. Oh, you're very welcome. Catherine is curious about how hard it is to do a live show from a different live venue, like a restaurant. Oh, goodness. That's a whole can of worms. That a lot
Todd,
of moving parts.
Yeah, Todd is the one who does this the most. All right, well, yeah, Todd is the one who does remote shows the most. And basically, it's taken him the 2 years his show has been on to create a system.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he had it mostly figured out a little sooner than that. But now it's like everything's in cases. He can set it up quickly and tear it down. And he mm-hmm. has a Starlink, so he always has good internet.
That's good. Yeah, those live shows, when they're not from a studio, can either be incredible and just really, really magical. And more often it's like, oh my goodness, there are five microphones and they're all at different levels, but they're all coming through the same channel. So they all need to be constantly changed. Yeah. And it's just crazy. We're going to be taking just a short breather here, and I have two segments that are pre-recorded that we'll be playing with Mr. Greg Bach. We'll be talking about some of the stylistic elements of putting together a show. On the other side of that, at the top of the hour, Mr. Zommers and I will be back live to answer your questions on calls or texts, which you can do during these pre-recorded segments. And then we'll be talking some dungeons and also some dragons. Give us a call. Give us a text. 855-752-4842.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. I am, of course, not Dom Salvia. I'm Jess P.S. Normally, you only hear my voice from the board and giving snide comments. But today, it's all me. And that means that I get to choose all of the music. And with me here in the studio, I have a very special friend, Greg Bach. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Jess. Thank you so much for having me on the show today. How are you doing?
Oh, goodness. So this is my first time ever guest hosting. And as you are listening to my voice now, it is not actually Friday. Well, it is Friday for you. And it is Friday for me because I'm sitting here at the board, but I'm taking a little bit of a breather.
You are really confusing people
right
now. Oh, my
God. I'm trying my hardest here.
You're doing
855-752-4842. Send me a text if you want. You can actually give me a call. I am sitting at the board and I will answer you, but I might not bring you on the show until the next hour. I'm just taking a little bit of a break here to get my wits about me. Today's show is, of course, oops, all producers. Dom's not here. So I decided to reach out to some of my production friends. Mr. Aaron Zommers has been joining me for the first two segments today. And now I have Greg Bach, producer extraordinaire and co-host on Civic Media. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate you asking me to be a part of this oops, all producers. And by oops, all producers, you just mean two producers, right?
Well, three.
Oh, okay.
Because Zomers is joining.
Oh, well, you are producer as well. I thought you meant as guest. Okay, gotcha.
Right.
My pause. Cut this, please. Cut this.
No cuts. So, Greg, yeah. I wanted to peel back the layers a little bit of what we actually do here. Dom always says, never let them see the sausage get made. But I think people might be interested. And if you're not interested, I mean, feel free to send me a text and tell me that you want me to talk about something else. You won't get it because this is pre-recorded. But I think it's interesting what we're doing here at Civic Media with production because it's a little bit different. It's a little unique in that the producers' voices get heard quite often.
Yeah. I mean, I grew up listening to radio, and I remember hearing those voices of production staff in the background, not as much. But yeah, we're becoming a growing voice in Civic Media, and our shows and our hosts give us leeway and give us the opportunity to speak our minds. I do think it is funny, though, that Dom says, don't let them see how the sausage made. The man who hosts a political talk show where he talks about laws.
Constantly.
Like, yeah, he's talking. He doesn't want you horning in on his brand is what he doesn't want you doing. And I say, fight back. It's your brand too, Jess P.S.
It is.
But yeah, I mean, I think it's really fun. I mean, that's how I got my start here. I got my start as a Wednesday co-host helping out a friend here. And then got a job as a producer and was able to become an on-air contributor.
Did you start with Up North News or did you start with Jane?
I actually started with Jane on a previous show, As Goes Wisconsin, with Kristen Bry.
Okay.
And when Kristen left, we then became Matt and Aaron Air, and I became her co-host and producer along with the wonderful Calvin Butenhoff. And so I see the fact, I know a lot of people who've worked in radio for decades, and they've worked so hard to get where they're at, and they deserve everything they get. And I understand and recognize the fact that I kind of walked into some dream scenarios for people in radio. It's like, I'm hired as a producer. I get to be on air. I'm, you know, on 5 days a week on the air. I'm on two separate shows.
Right. You produce Up North News with Pat Kreitlow every morning from 6 to 8 a.m. And then you co-host Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air 10 a.m. to noon. Both excellent, excellent shows. Make sure you check them out. Of course, if you ever miss them, you can find all of those old episodes at civicmedia.us/shows and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. You're giving me a face.
I was going to say, if you need a step-by-step way of how to do it, Jess will always tell you how to get there.
That is true. I will.
Yeah,
she will
let you know exactly how to get to those special podcast episodes.
Well, I mean, one of the jobs that we as producers do is we write up those podcast descriptions.
Yes.
That's a fair bit of work that we do. That's collating the articles that we talk about in a given show, finding extra information for when a host starts talking about something that you planned. And then runs off on a rabbit hole of, oh, this is super interesting. And I've pulled up another article on my side, but I haven't told you about it, producer.
Or here's all this research. And they're like, that's great. And they're like, you didn't talk about anything I gave you whatsoever. So, yeah, it's really on the fly. And this job really encompasses what I love doing is problem solving.
Yes.
I love seeing.
I love coming into a messy situation and being like, I can fix this.
It's there is an element of. There's 30 seconds left and we have to cut the cord or the bomb's going to go off. Where, you know, we got 1 minute and the camera's not working. So we have to find another camera, hook it up, set it up, get it working. And when it starts working and what the people see as seamless, I love that because they have no idea what happened behind the scenes.
Oh, yes. I was watching one of those last week and just remembering at 4:05:30.
Yeah.
We didn't have a camera connected. We didn't have our connection on StreamYard. That's the platform that we use to go out to Facebook, YouTube, and X. Yeah. Nothing was working.
Yeah.
But at 4:06 on the dot, music comes in. I hit the button. It all goes off. And it's fine.
Yeah. Yep.
It all sounds seamless. It all sounds beautiful. And that's one of my favorite things about this job.
Yeah. It really is a lot of fun. And you feel good about when you provide a solution that helps everybody. Mm-hmm. And it's not like I did this. It's like, no, we did this.
We did this as a team.
Exactly. We are a team, everybody.
We're a team.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So one thing that I wanted to bring you on, Greg, to talk about is music.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
yeah.
The best Howard Dean. Yeah.
The scream that ended a presidential campaign.
So adorable, too.
Remember when that was enough to end a presidential campaign?
He went, yeah. He showed he showed basic human emotion and excitement, and America was like, I don't think I can vote for him.
I don't dig it.
No.
So you and I have talked about music before, and of course, choosing music is one of those production roles that sometimes a host will come in and say, these are the songs that I want. This is the order that I want them in.
Yeah.
More often, my experience has been, well, what do you want to listen to? Especially, you know, Dom will come in and he'll say like, oh, these are the two songs that I want to listen to. The rest, And so it's fun to me to look at what the day's plan is and then pick music based on that.
Yeah.
Or just look inside and be like, what do I want to listen to right now? What do I think would fit the mood that we're trying to build right here? And you and I have bonded a little bit over a shared love of a little Australian progressive metal band called Caligula's Horse.
I feel like they're Australian, so we should always be like, they're called Caligula's Horse.
Caligula's Horse.
I love Caligula's Horse. They got great guitar work. I love the bass playing. Just absolutely amazing music.
They're good
there.
Mates.
Good mates.
Good mates.
Good mates. I will say, going back to your point just before, that's his thing with Pat's show. He has a very regimented order, and he picks the music, which is great.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
And I provide the ability to play it. I don't pick music for Matt and Aaron Air. We leave that to Cal B, who is our producer, our board op. He and I are both producers of the show, but he's our board op, so we let him do the music. But I do, like, when I am board opping a show, I always try to make sure that the music selection does two things. One, it fits the milieu of the discussion.
Well, yes, of course.
But also, I also don't want to pick the most famous version of that. So you just go into Google and say, songs about liberty, and you'll get a ton of them. And you try to find a really fun, deep cut. And it's really great to make the host or hosts smile or laugh when they're like, what are you playing right now? So, yeah, I mean.
And then to get like a text in, like, I have never heard that song on the radio.
They're my favorite band. But yeah, no, Caligula's Horse from Australia.
Yeah.
I love that band. Oh, I love that band.
They are my favorite band.
Really?
Really.
That's fantastic. I've just gotten to know them this year. I don't even know. I just saw the name in passing online and said like, oh, so-and-so from Caligula's Horse. I'm like, what is that? And of course, I'm like, oh, Australian prog rock. Of course it's called that. And for those who don't know what prog rock is, it's a very, this is going to be in the weeds of music, but prog rock can mean many things to many people. But this particular version is high talent. Like I should say, let me rephrase that. It's very, very technical playing.
Yes.
Very technical playing.
Yes. There's a lot of music theory that goes into the making and production of prog rock.
Yes, exactly. And really, when it comes down to it, like, I think anyone can enjoy it, but I also know that certain individuals enjoy it. There's certain groups of individuals who enjoy
it. It can be a lot.
Yes.
It can be a lot. So some people who go to music for something that is purely relaxing might not enjoy it so much. There tends to be a lot going on. There tends to be a lot of layers, a lot of tracks to each song. And it's very theatrical. It's very big.
It's not very toe-tapping either.
No.
When they're playing like 17, 18 time signatures, and you're like, I don't understand this at all, but I really, really enjoy it.
Uh-huh.
And it feels like chaos, but it always comes around to beauty, in my opinion.
Yes, always, always. So Caligula's Horse, I think that they are just incredible storytellers.
Yeah.
And something that I love, the vocalist and primary lyric writer for Caligula's Horse holds the same undergraduate degree that I do, is in classical studies.
What does that mean?
That means the study of ancient cultures, specifically Greek and or Roman, which is where you get the name Caligula's Horse. Caligula was a Roman emperor.
He was crazy.
He had some strong opinions, especially about his horse.
Yeah.
He favored this horse much more than he liked any person.
Way to keep this really FCC compliant, Jess.
I did.
Yeah.
There have been some rumors about things that he did with the horse that maybe shouldn't. But one of those things was he maybe wanted to make his horse a senator.
Why does it feel like we're not far off from that right now?
Because we're not. Because we're not, Greg. And so it's just a ridiculous situation. Yeah. And it just speaks to this, what happens when a few powerful people make terrible decisions. Mm-hmm. So this group then, Caligula's horse, says, okay, what if we didn't have a couple of people making really, really bad decisions, and we could actually just enjoy sort of the beauty of life, but also the ridiculousness that sometimes happens. So the lyrics of the songs, a lot of times they do pull from classical sources. So yeah. I love listening to something and be like, oh, that's about Pandora, or ooh, I know what story this is referencing. And it's just, it just fills me with joy. But actually on the bumpers for this segment, the bumpers, of course, that is the music that brings us in and out of each talk segment, is a Caligula's horse song. This song is called Golem.
Yeah.
And it is from their most recent album, Charcoal Grace, which came out. Oh my God. I think it's one of the best albums I've ever listened to. It is.
I love how much you love this group.
It is so layered. It is just complex and gorgeous.
I think it's very interesting in the way you describe how you take the music in, which is very lyrical as well. Like you can listen to the lyrics and be mm-hmm. like, I know this. Whereas I'm sitting here going, well, that's definitely a 3/4 time scale with modulating pentatonics and the triads are very, 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 very quaint in this part of the song, because I'm a big guitar nerd.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, they're a fantastic band. If you enjoy prog music, you'll enjoy Caligula's Horse.
We'll be right back in a minute. Thank you so much for joining me, Greg Bach. This is the Dom Salvia Show with Jess P.S. and a couple other producers. Give us a call or a text, 855-752-4842, and we'll get to you when we come back live.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, guest hosted today by Jess P.S. Normally, I'm just on the board flipping the switches and making sarcastic comments to what Dom says. But today, you get to listen to me the whole time, as well as two of my producer friends. Mr. Aaron Zommers joining me at the top of this hour, and we'll be back live at the start of the next hour. And for this half hour, Greg Bach, producer of Up North News and co-host of Matinair on Air.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me. I take issue with something you said, though.
Okay, what'd I say?
You said, I'm just behind the boards making snide comments. You are not just. You are behind the boards making snide comments, taking the calls, doing the work.
Okay, yes.
Very important job.
So, yeah, what is actually the job of a board op or producer? Well, yeah. I've got a big old soundboard in front of me. And the only way that the talent, the host, actually gets out to your lovely ears, listeners, is if the producer flips the right switches.
Correct.
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 We have to know what we're doing.
We do actually have to know what we're doing. We're also the person who screens calls. So when you call in and you want to get onto the show, you got to go through me.
Darn right. Uh-huh. Darn tootin'.
Darn right. And sometimes you get through me and sometimes you don't. Sometimes you call in and I decide, thank you for your comment, and we're not going any farther.
Sometimes I just let that call just ring and ring and ring and
sometimes. Ring. But usually we love to hear from you. Yeah. And of course, you can always give us a call, 855-752-4842. This segment is pre-recorded, but I am currently, when you are listening to this, sitting at the soundboard and ready to come back live at the top of the next hour. So I will be able to answer your calls, answer your texts. Come join me. Greg, you and I were talking about music.
Correct.
And some of the benefit that it can add to the show, as well as just kind of being fun.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I've been playing music. I've been a guitar player since I was a little boy.
Okay.
So music has been a big part of my life for a long, long time. And it's not just, you know, I mean, I love listening to music, for me, music is just, it has a deeper value, maybe for some, I don't know. I'm not going to say it's more or less. I know there are people out there who listen to way more music than me.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, hey, have you
like ever, way more volume of music, just like more bands, more groups.
Yeah. And they go like, well, I have this vinyl from 1982 from a band that once featured the guitar player from the band, Blue Swede. Do you have that? I'm like, no, I don't have it. I've never heard of it. And I do not care. Would you like to listen to The Dark Side of the Moon for the 48th time?
I would, yes.
But yeah, I mean, it just holds a lot of meaning for me. And as a musician and a guitar player, like I when I listen to music, I think about, you know, what they are playing, and what they're trying to achieve and they're doing. And it then can have emotional value as well. You listen
absolutely.
To certain songs and bring you to certain places. And that's why, like, you know, especially when you're picking music for shows, you know, you want to find the best match for the discussion. And sometimes that music is very fun and silly and funny. Sometimes
it's a little heavy.
It's very heavy. You want to make sure you respect the conversation.
Right. You don't want to be coming in insensitively for a delicate topic.
But yeah, it definitely plays a big part in of what I do here when I mean even just the discussions I have with Pat on the morning show on Up North News Radio, we talk about music during the history section, and I always have some dumb little piece of trivia that I'm just with bated breath trying to get out of my dumb mouth, like, do you know that Metallica recorded their second, third, and fourth albums with the same guy in a place called Sound Silence?
Oh gee, howdy.
Yeah, I mean, I just wanted the world to know the things that really kept girls from calling me in high school.
But now they won't get off the line.
Exactly.
I love picking music for this show. Part of it is just, I enjoy music. I love listening to it. I love the energy that I feel with it. And I love working with Dom because our musical tastes are, if not the same, they cross over enough. Yeah. So we've got a playlist that we add to for each other. This might be a good bumper. This might be a good bumper. And it's just fun. Sometimes we'll throw in a curveball. It's just like, ooh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
What's a curveball for you? Like, it's like a deep cut jazz style, or is it a country song or something?
A country song would definitely be a curveball, but sometimes I don't know. Sometimes I get the urge to throw in something like instrumental.
Yeah. I always want to throw in like hardcore 90s techno.
Ooh.
Like Chemical Brothers and The Prodigy. Orbital. That's a lot of the fun of it, especially when you have that connection with your host and you can see in their face when they recognize that it's a fun song.
Yeah, we're having fun.
Yeah,
now.
We're having a good time.
We're having a good time.
Yeah,
so. Well, thank you so much, Greg, for joining me for these two segments. This has been really fun. On the bumpers for this segment is Hailstorm, The Steeple.
Wow.
Yeah, this is a song that I came across just a couple of weeks ago. I came across this album and it's just, it's hitting hard. It's,
there you go.
It's good stuff. At the top of the hour, I will be back live. So if you want to come join the conversation, 855-752-4842. I'll see you over there. This is the Dom Salvia Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.